So, hello everybody, welcome to episode 99 of the Claromi podcast in isolation. Hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek, how are you?
Good. This is a bit weird. I think this is the first one we're doing this way,
we're actually
sitting remotely, right? So,
yeah, it's very strange. We are far away from, we're looking at each other, but we're not near each other. We're far away.
We're practicing social distancing.
We are, yes. Social distancing and isolation.
And I hope every single one of you out there is also practicing social distancing and self-isolating.
Yes.
Now, some countries are in curfew or quarantine state, but others are just heavily encouraging it.
Yeah, I noticed that. In Spinneys, they had it, but they were saying 1.5 meters. I thought it was 2 meters.
No, I think the general is 1.5 because that's roughly how far it goes. But then a lot of countries are now saying just make it 2 so it's safer. I know you shared and I saw there was a video from Stephen Merchant who is 2 meters tall and he was laying on
the Stephen fire. Merchant, yeah. Oh yeah, I shared it on Twitter. It's very good because he is exactly 2 meters. So if you just think of it as a pathway or a sidewalk or what we call a path size, normal regular size, that's 2 meters. That's how far you should keep away from the person in front of you.
Just stay one merchant away.
Yeah, one merchant away.
He's a very tall person. We're seeing in the supermarkets as well, right? They've especially near the cashiers, they've put like little markers on the floor, like you stand here and the next person should stand here and the next person should stand here.
Yes.
Just to do that. You see a few people who just don't seem to care so much, but overall... We're seeing decent compliance at least when we're in the supermarket.
Yes, it's a difficult time right now, but we have to be thankful. We got our homes, we got TV,
internet connection.
Food, lots of food, toilet roll. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Well, if I were to just ask you, as a professional declutterer, what would be your advice for people that are in isolation right now and how they could potentially employ some decluttering principles and use their time?
The thing is that people are in their houses, so they get to see the clutter more than they normally would. So they're noticing things that should have been sorted out before. And now is a perfect time to fix it all because you're stuck at home 24 hours. You shouldn't go out unless, as we said, unless you got to go to the pharmacies or supermarkets or to the hospital, which hopefully you wouldn't have to go. So you'll see everything. So a lot of people I've talked to, a lot of friends are seeing all the clutter they have in the kitchen because they're ending up cooking much more than they did before, right?
And this has been such an interesting thing, even, by the way, myself as well. But a lot of people, you're seeing people post pictures of stuff they're making, random trials of recipes, because, well, what else are you going to do? And the one thing you can get is groceries, so you go out and buy stuff, and then, like, they're trying to invent new ways to eat and cook new things, And it's been fascinating, by the way, just as a population, as a society, as a whole, how we just suddenly shifted from... Yeah, we're all cooking. It's crazy.
Yeah. I did like your cauliflower recipes the other day. But yeah.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, I've been baking, which is not my normal thing. I'm not very good at baking.
When you say you're baking, who's eating all of the baked stuff?
Me, yeah. Okay. I had to put cookie dough in the freezer because I made too much cookie dough. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. But then I've noticed then going into the kitchen, going into cupboards, I found a wok that I didn't know my parents had bought me, which had been hidden at the back of the cupboard. I also found 2 pressure cookers. I knew I had one, didn't know my mum had bought another one for me. Or for herself. So now is a good time to think about what you have, what you don't need, what you could get rid of. It's not about decluttering and getting rid of stuff just for the sake of it because you're at home and bored. It's getting rid of things that are not useful in your life anymore, that are not make you happy, that you've had bad memories of for a long time. Now is the time to get rid of that, you know, to actually go through everything, do the micro decluttering. And go through each area slowly in small chunks to start removing things from your life that you've just been taking up too much space in your life. As usual, it's the, is it useful? Does it fit? Is it broken? Do you love it? How many of them do you have? Think about all these things. Do you wear it? Does it even fit? And is it plain ugly? That's with the clothes. If it's plain ugly, you should have got rid of it a long time ago.
Forget the work aspect, but the fact that just people are not commuting, right? Or not driving around. So you have all this extra time and you're home for all of it. And so all the stuff you've been putting off, you know, so many times your advice is, hey, you know, sit in front of Netflix and like, whatever, sort out your email or, you know, delete old receipts or whatever. And someone might turn around and say, well, I don't have that kind of time to sit in front of Netflix during the week, let's say, and then the weekends have other things going on. Well, now suddenly all of us are watching a lot of Netflix because we're home a lot. So we now have a lot of time to take on all those things that we've been putting off. And I think that that's also just as important.
It is. And I mean, and the thing is, like, you know, you get bored of watching TV. Like, I got so bored of watching TV, cooking, doing admin and stuff, that I decided to start doing a jigsaw. So, you know, you could be at that same point where you go, I'm actually going to start decluttering. So think about, you know, go through small sections. So don't go through everything, like don't do your whole kitchen and all the cupboards and take everything out, which, you know, as usual, I never recommend. Do it section by section, cupboard by cupboard. So one day do your pantry, go through and find all the stuff that's gone off that you don't eat, that's always been disgusting, that mostly just get rid of the expired stuff. And anything with bugs in it, say the pasta, the rice, the spices, any spices that are really old, it's time to get rid of, and you can buy new ones online on delivery. And then there are certain shops where you can do the delivery. You don't have to buy big pots, you know, from this one shop that you shop a lot, and you can buy in small amounts now. So you don't have to buy a huge chunk, you know, big jars of these spices or big packets. Then, you know, go to your fridge. So, you know, you might be buying more stuff because you're cooking so much more. So go through and see what old stuff you've got in there to make room for the new things that are coming in. Same with the freezer. And then move on to your cupboard. So like I did, I went through to look at all the saucepans and found a pressure cooker and the wok and then all the thawa that was falling apart. So it was, you know, I knew, and I moved things around because I've had stuff in the same places for so long, you know, and it'd been convenient for me and organized, but I was like, let me get rid of things. And I did actually get rid of some other things as well, but those main things I got rid of. And then because of that, I was able to move my electrical stuff from my where it was and move the main saucepan that I use all the time in there instead, you know. So I've moved things around just from decluttering stuff and organizing stuff. So, you know, even organizers like reorganizing things. So that was just in the kitchen. I went into, you know, and then you go into other places. So I went into my guest bathroom, which also has all my cat stuff. And I notice a shelf that has got all the medicine and cat bits and pieces. That medicine was for my cat that passed away last year. I don't know why I still had it. You know, she'd been ill for a long time, but I should have got rid of that by now. So I got rid of a whole shelf full of stuff that had expired anyway or wasn't needed for my other cats. And then bits and pieces in that guest bathroom as well. So slow, you know, I've been going every day, going through each room and finding areas that need to be done. So, you know, if you do your bedroom, put your things away now. You know, now is the time, instead of just throwing it around on your bed or your chair or on the floor, now is the time to start putting the things away into the wardrobe, into the drawers. And if you haven't got room to put them in, take the things slowly from that area. So from your wardrobe, take the things that are hanging because you can't fit anything more in and start seeing what you can get rid of. And also start grouping all the items by category so it's easier for you to help you to get rid of stuff. So you might put everything in categories, like say t-shirts, and then you'll realize you've got 20 black t-shirts and only 5 of them are decent to wear, the rest have got holes in them. So they might be good for loungewear right now while we're staying at home, but might not be good for
it's very useful, yeah.
You know, and so do that, group all your items by category and then fine-tune the items, so your categories. So say if you did trousers. You have work trousers and you have trousers you wear for, you know, your time while you're relaxing, when you're going out at night or you're going out during the day when you're not at work. You know, you have different kinds of trousers, so you can fine tune those categories. Another example is for books. So books, you could fine tune it from just a whole bunch of books on your shelves into fiction, non-fiction, biographies, children's books, art books, you know, colouring books, which I've suddenly got a lot of, you know, because I'm colouring as well. I'm doing a lot of creative things suddenly. So fine-tune them and put them all into a logical place. It's easy for you to find moving forward because, as always, what is my mantra?
When you buy one thing, you got to get rid of two.
And?
File, act, and toss.
And?
And you should find everything in 5 seconds.
Exactly.
It's been...
So yeah, remember, you should be able to find everything in 5 seconds. If you can't, there's a problem with the system. And then, yeah, and also a good thing to look at right now is cords, electricals and cords. It's a great time to get all the wires out, all the electrical things, sit in front of the TV while watching Netflix, and see which wires connect to that electrical items. And if the wires don't connect and you can't figure out where those wires came from, it's time to put those wires in the recycling bin. Now is the perfect time to do the wires.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, we talk about wires, you get books, papers and documents. Emails is a good one. I mean, I've been clearing a lot of emails. So I'm someone that I don't necessarily follow an inbox zero system simply because I do get a lot of emails. I act on them, but also most of my work is not. I don't do stuff in folders, is my point.
You don't file and you don't toss.
I toss, but my filing tends to be within the inbox itself. Like I'll tag it with something or I'll assign it to somebody, but I don't move it into folders because I don't. Ever since Gmail came around, I don't maintain like a whole folder hierarchy in my email because I just search for stuff. But it's just given me time to kind of just clear a lot of that stuff. Unsubscribe from so many newsletters, by the
way. Yay! It's been a good time to see which ones we need to unsubscribe from.
Right. And I think over the last 6 months or so, I've been doing it in an instantaneous mode. So when I would get something, I'd be like, why am I signed up to this? Take it out. But there's still a backlog of a lot of newsletters that I've still been on. And then I think partly because of the coronavirus, every company has decided to reactivate their newsletter subscription.
Yes.
And so it's so kind of many. And it's kind of given me this whole like, oh, okay, I didn't even know I was signed up to this. Well, goodbye. So that's happened a lot, I think, in the last couple of weeks as well. So I think these, like I said, these things that are just pending for a long time that we can't get to day to day.
But with a lot of people, even doing an hour, which might not be a lot for me or for you, might be too much for other people. So do what you can do without getting overburdened, overwhelmed, or start procrastinating, you know, playing on your phone or watching TV or whatever. With something like documents, it can be hard sometimes, but take one pile at a time and start, you know, put them out on the floor in front of you, in your office or in front of the TV, put the pile out and start categorizing stuff, seeing what you need to file in, and then put them into categories of, say, bank, personal, work, home, blah, blah, blah. And then see the ones that you need to toss, because most of it will be tossed. There'll be very few to act on. If there is anything to act on it. But otherwise, file and toss is the main criteria while you're going through all this paperwork. You know, a lot of people keep banks, like they get bank statements, don't open them. I find that with nearly every house I go to. You know, if you haven't opened those bank statements in all this time, most probably all you need to do is just shred it. You don't need to keep it. You don't even need to open it and take the envelope out and, you know, put it in recycling. Just put the whole lot into a bag for shredding.
And preferably switch to e-statements so you don't have to...
Exactly, you could do that, yeah. And a lot of people don't, yeah. So, and do that. So if you start putting that, you know, the paperwork into categories, it's much easier. You know, you do that every day for each pile that you get, because a lot of people have huge piles of paper that they've not dealt with for years and years and years. So if you do that every day and have these categories and you put them into clear files, then it's easy to then go back to those category lists the next day and the day after while you're going through the paper. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing to do, while you're with your paperwork. So that's paperwork. And do the thing when you're doing anything, you know, your clothes, your paper, your kitchen, any place, do it into put into... donate, throw, recycle, or keep. And then the stuff you're keeping, then put it into the categories. And once you have a whole pile of stuff for donation, see if anyone will take it right now, because a lot of places aren't. But there are a lot of the bins available everywhere where you can go drop them off. I don't know how often they're getting emptied. And I've also, I am seeing internationally, a lot of charity shops are not accepting anything right now because they're getting, loads of people are starting to do this whole decluttering their clothes and they're overwhelmed by it right now. So if you have that issue, usually I say, you know, there's the 10% thing of getting the stuff you don't want in your house out of the house.
I was just about to mention that, yeah.
Yeah, but right now it's difficult. So if that is the situation, if you have a place where you can store all of them in, a big bag, big plastic bag or a carrier bag or something, or, you know, those paper bags that you get from shops, if you can put everything in there ready to go give for donation once you're allowed to go out, then do that. Or when the charity shops will accept the stuff. And see online as well. Internationally, a lot of places, they will allow you to sign up for them to pick up. So they'll come and pick up. And you just have to make sure it's sanitized around the bag and covered up and then give it to them. So there's ways to do it.
No, I agree. And I think it's extremely important. I think we should also reiterate here that, like, you know, at no point do we think this is not the time to kind of suddenly get into this mode where, like, oh my God, I need to get rid of this box, like, right now and stuff. I think this is a time to sort of say, okay, do the decluttering step, but it's okay if you hold off that 10% for later and set it aside. Find a space if you can. I mean, if you've got a house that has additional storage, additional like a garage, whatever. I don't know, top shelf exactly. Somewhere in a closet that luckily for you happens to be empty. Use under the bed. It doesn't matter. But find a space where you can just stack it out of your sight or out of your sort of comfort view and just keep it there until the time is better.
And the other thing here is, and as we have here all the time, is that if you leave something outside and say, help yourself, you know, whether you live in a villa or an apartment, it gets taken. I sanitized it and then put it in our the garbage chute. There's an area. So I put things there and put a post-it note and say, help yourself, because people always go in there to throw rubbish away. So then it disappears within a few minutes or whatever. So you can do that as well. And you can do it in villas as well. You can leave it outside and say, take it, you know. And if it's left outside for a few hours, then that's better. Think of things like that. So, you know, we have to think differently now about how we're giving things away. And it's a way to think about it moving forward. So that's it, really. We don't want to overwhelm our listeners with too much information about what to do, and they can always get in touch to say, you know, what do you think we should do with this and that. And I'm doing online courses now to help clients, because I can't help them physically with organizing and decluttering right now, so I can always help clients anywhere in the world now, because the great thing about being online is that you can help people in that way. So if you feel overwhelmed doing it yourself, you can always have me talking to you while you're doing, say, your kitchen or your wardrobe, and we go through all the stuff that we would normally face-to-face, but we're just on computers or on your phone talking and doing that. So that's the other option to do.
Yeah, and you can do that. So you can reach out to Shalina either on the website, so that's declutterme.com, as well as on social media. And social media, of course, you're still active, and now we're very active on social media now. So
yeah.
We've got all this extra time and we're home. So that's declutterme, so declutterme on all the platforms. And I think once again, like, I do urge and hope all of you are safe and staying isolated. But the one thing I keep saying to everybody, and I think I'm telling that to all my friends as well, is like, you know, use this time as well to just take some time out for yourself.
Yes.
Like
everyone. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, we've all like lived in this very like fast paced kind of life, especially if you're in a city and you're just kind of working and you know, other responsibilities, and this is just this nonstop life we've been leading for so long. And it's an unfortunate situation that's going on, of course, and there's no way that we shouldn't say that, but it's kind of afforded us, some of us at least, a chance to sort of just take a time out and use it. And you can do that by, I don't know, picking up a hobby, but you can do that by decluttering too and just clearing up the space in your aura around you finally. I think it's something we should all look at.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we'll see you next week for episode 100.
Woo! All right. Bye.